the rest of the story. Bill and Ruth were madly in love. Their personal circumstances rather primed them for an emotional involvement. Bill was recently divorced and unhappy alone. Ruth was even more recently divorced and thoroughly captivated by Bill's dynamic personality. In fact, Bill and Ruth were bright, aggressive, strong-willed people. Often there was not enough room in the same room for both of them. They fought, they made up, they fought again. A cycle exacerbated by the fact that they were professionally involved as well. And yet neither their power struggles at work nor their lovers' quarrels when they were alone could extinguish the conflagration of their combined fire. They would have married each other in a minute, although they had yet to discuss the matter. But then came October, and a terrible argument along with it. Bill and Ruth were not speaking. Ruth came home one day to find a letter waiting for her. On the envelope was Bill's handwriting, but Ruth just looked at it. Outwardly, she thought it contained an apology for being nasty and being wrong and all of the other things that Bill had been. Deep down, however, Ruth feared the possibility that the man she loved was saying goodbye forever. And in either case, stubborn Ruth told herself she had no interest in the letter's contents, so she just left it there on the hall table, right where it stood, unopened. If it was bad news, Ruth didn't really want to learn it. If it was good news, Bill deserved to squirm a little while longer. Well, a week passed before her curiosity got the best of her, and finally on a Wednesday, she ripped open the envelope and she read what her lover had written. The note said Bill could stand it no longer. He adored Ruth, wanted to marry her. If the feeling were not mutual, however, he'd try to understand. All Ruth had to do was to ignore the letter. But Bill was a lonely man, he confided, and there was another woman named Margaret who did want to marry him, so if Ruth did not accept his proposal within a week, he would marry this Margaret on Wednesday. It's now Wednesday. As Ruth finished reading what Bill had written a week before, she was startled to hear his name mentioned on the radio, which had been left on in another room. The announcer reported Bill's unexpected marriage to a beautiful young Margaret Tattache that same morning. Ruth burst into a flood of tears that would not run dry for days. She did not leave the house. She refused to speak to anyone. Her existence, as she saw it then, was over. More than half a century later, she would insist that Bill had been the love of her life. She had ruined her only chance for lasting happiness, she was convinced, by her own obstinacy. And perhaps it was so. For once upon a time, in a land of improbable plots called Hollywood, there was a great motion picture director named Bill, William Wyler, who fell desperately in love with one of his stars, and yet was thwarted by the kind of B-movie twist that might have gotten a screenwriter fired. And yet it really happened to William Wyler, and a young woman who stared at an unopened envelope until the note inside was meaningless. An otherwise brilliant actress named Ruth Elizabeth Davis. Betty Davis. By the way, the next motion picture on which Wyler and Davis were scheduled to collaborate, the very next film was entitled The Letter, and yet the multitude of moviegoers who were enthralled by it could not possibly have known what you now know. The rest of the story.